We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Howard Schwartz, who is Executive Communications Director for the Connecticut Better Business Bureau, and we'll be talking about robocalls and other such topics this morning. Howard, good morning and welcome.
Thanks, Bill. Nice to be here.
Well, it's a subject that none of us like robocalls, or I've yet to find a person who likes robocalls, but we all get them, and they seem to become more pervasive as time goes on.
They are, but I think we can start, for folks who don't know, with what is the textbook definition of a robocall. You ask most people and they'll say annoying. They use all sorts of adjectives.
Yes, but don't use them here.
No, but essentially a robocall is a recorded call sent out by a criminal organization, and it dials numbers in sequence from a computer, thousands of them within a minute. And so whether you've got a cell phone or a home number, eventually they will see if your number's working. And if by some chance you're amenable to picking up the telephone, they may ask you to press 1 to speak to a live person or 2 to get off the list. You're guaranteed one thing. If you press any button on your telephone, you'll be put on what's called a sucker's list, and your number will be sent to sold to a bunch of other folks and so on and so on. You can expect a lot more robocalls.
Yeah, and I received one of those not all that long ago, and I'm just one of those people who, unless I know who it is, I'm not going to pick up. And even if I think I know who it is and I'm not sure, I still won't pick it up until they talk.
Well, strangely enough, that's the best piece of advice we can give. Our caller ID is notoriously unreliable. We've received numbers from ourselves.
Exactly.
But you know that if it's the same thing, someone you don't know and it's not your own phone number, or there are a bunch of dashes or dots or nothing, don't pick up the phone, because folks who pick up the phone during a robocall will hear a little one-second pause, and then the message will begin. And what that pause is, they're waiting to know whether or not you are picking up the phone. And if so, that means you're amenable to actually getting more phone calls like that.
Yeah, and most people don't want that, because they come not at all times of the day, but they seem to come at some of the most inconvenient times, dinner time and whatnot, a lot of calls, lunchtime if you happen to be home.
Lunchtime, breakfast, 2 in the morning. Rachel from Cardholder Services. I don't know about you. Pretty much everybody I know has received at least one call.
Oh, I've gotten cardholder services. So, well, which card and why?
And as soon as you ask questions, they'll either hang up on you or be very quick about
it.
But when you're receiving these type of calls again, and just keep in mind that the Federal Trade Commission has shut down a cardholder services operation. They recently cited Dish Network for $180 million, the largest fine of its type for ignoring the Do Not Call registry. As well, there was last October, in combination with in collaboration with the Indian government, law enforcement here went to India and they closed down a call center, arrested several people. But the bottom line was, Better Business Bureau's Scam Tracker found that the number of complaints about robocalls within 24 hours had dropped by 95%.
Wow.
With the shutdown of one center.
I don't know. That seems like a surprising number, but when you get right down to it, I guess it really shouldn't be. Now, this cardholder services, that's a perfect example of somebody trying to make you think that it's somebody that you have a card with, and obviously you don't. And these people would not call that way. They would certainly identify themselves right up front if there were a problem.
Absolutely. And that's called phishing, PH. Yeah. And what they're trying to do is, very first thing is they're going to ask you what your credit card number is, which is a little bit ironic.
Yeah.
But the best thing to do is to hang up on them. But this is something that I think everybody should keep in mind. No bank, no medical office, no government office. There is nobody who will call you up for personal information or financial information of any kind. Mm-hmm. And that includes bailiffs, police, and all the other types of people who these callers pretend to be.
Right. And the income tax one, I know, is going around again. In fact, I know myself and a few other people have recently gotten a call, allegedly from the IRS. This particular number was in the Galveston, Texas area code, which last time I checked, the IRS in Galveston wouldn't be interested in somebody in Connecticut.
No, and the IRS would send us a letter ahead of time. And, you know, the monetary losses are going down from that because people understand that the IRS calls are a scam. If, on the other hand, you know, the big red flag with that is that they'll demand payment within a certain period of time by an untraceable method.
Yeah.
Gift cards are very popular, as well as cashier's checks. And even in the case of Jamaica, they were asking people to send them cash put into a book and parceled because they won the lottery or sweepstakes.
Yeah.
And what they were doing with the money was smuggling weapons and drugs in and out of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been shut down to a large degree as well.
Are there really that many gullible people in the world, or maybe they're just that many trusting people in the world that they believe everything they get on their phone is on the up and up?
Fear is probably one of the best tools in the scammer's arsenal, and that's what they're using. And I don't think it's so much people are stupid as much as they may not know. We had the situation where a couple of years ago, people thought it was the utility calling them up saying, you owe money. If you don't pay right away, we're going to turn off your electricity. People are frightened by things like that. And I think that if we take a step back and realize, unless we initiate the phone call or the conversation, hang up. Or as you do, don't even answer.
Exactly. And if it's a utility, why didn't it show up on my last statement? Or why didn't I get something in the mail? Because you'll always get something in the mail from a utility, whatever it is, whether it's a telecommunications company or an electric company.
Right. And again, unless you initiate the call, and that's where this fear factor really works. There is some good news on the horizon, though.
Yeah.
One of the daunting tasks is going to be landlines, because we're talking about archaic technology, so it may not be possible. But with folks who get their telephone from their internet provider, for example, some of them are offering a free service where an incoming call is compared to a server, a computer, that has a list of a computer full of blacklisted robocalling numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And if the incoming call matches those, it won't ring through and bother you at all times of the night. This is the kind of thing we're hoping for.
Well, let's hope so. So we can cut down on even more of this. We're almost out of time, but you mentioned the do not call list. Does that help that much at all? Because as you say, these computers are going to dial in sequence whether, you know, your number is your number in there not to call if they're dialing in sequence.
If they're dialing in sequence, they'll hit everybody.
Okay, yeah, but that's what I thought.
221 million people are on the do not call list. It gives them peace of mind. Criminals are going to break the law. They don't care about the do not call registry. But the advantage of going to donotcall.gov is, and by the way, you never have to renew that. You go in once and that's it, is that you can also report with one or two clicks somebody who calls you. And this is the way the government is able to, investigators, law enforcement, to track down some of these servers. And I just wanted to make one correction. I'd mentioned the fine given out to Dish Network.
Yeah.
It was actually $200 million in civil penalties for that, $280 for do not call violations, the largest one in history.
Well, at least they're clamping down, but obviously we've still got some work to do here, and hopefully we'll continue to make progress. Howard, I'd like to thank you for coming in, and we've got to have you back because there's always so much to talk about, and our time was so short today. I'd love to have you back somewhere down the road to delve more into this and to other subjects that the Better Business Bureau deals with.
It'd be my pleasure. And if folks want to find us, bbb.org/CT.
Very good, Howard. Thank you. Howard Schwartz, Executive Communications Director of the Connecticut Better Business Bureau. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.